the whole notion that we did this to ourselves is inaccurate. And when we localize it, when we contextualize it, we realize that it is one of those arguments that Europeans have used in so-called scholarship to try to justify what at one time was the national project of each European country, especially Western European countries, which was the enslavement of African people. And they had to try to justify what they were doing, their own barbarities. And that is only one of the things they've used to justify them. You know, they've invented this myth that Africans don't have history, which is the same as saying that the inventors of history never had a history, that we can't do mathematics, which is the same as saying that the inventors of mathematics can't do mathematics, and other such illogical and nonsensical utterings. Another one of those myths that have been put forward to try to justify the unjustifiable. African people had certain forms of bondage, and we must be clear about this, before Arabs and Europeans got there. But those forms of bondage were different from the enslavement of African people that Arabs and Europeans perpetuated upon Africans. For example, the person who became the successor of Sundiata Keita, first emperor of the African Empire of Mali, was by this definition an enslaved African. And I would like anybody to tell me if there was any chance of any enslaved African becoming the emperor of the British Empire, or of the Spanish Empire, or of the French Empire. Even today, when we are told that there is equality, Africans are normally forbidden from becoming leaders of these countries because of the inherent racism among European countries. And it's the same in the United States of America, and in Canada, and in Australia. So this question that African people did it to ourselves and that therefore there should be no big thing, there should be no responsibility on Europeans is a myth.